From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors de Sabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Hallelujah. All right, let's pray. Father, tonight, thank you for speaking to us in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9. I think it's verse 11 we're looking at, isn't it? We're looking at determinants. Things that determine your well-being in life. I hope you're learning something all these Sunday mornings and Wednesday evenings. Time and chance is happening to everybody. Yeah, it's time and chance happening to them all. What does the Bible say? Is that Isaiah or Ecclesiastes? Who's that? Did I say Isaiah? But you should know what I'm talking about. Even if I say Revelation, you should know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about determinant. And our foundation scripture is Isaiah, Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Verse 11, a good helper, that's not just, you know, you have to do your work well, Maxwell. All right. So the scripture says that I returned and saw, all right, should I returned and saw under the sun that the race of life is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. Time and chance happens to them all. Somebody say time and chance. It happens to all of us. Say it one more time. Time and chance happens to all of us. At the end of your 70 years on this earth, you cannot say that you didn't get a chance. You can't say that you didn't have enough time. I mean, Reinhard Bonnke is gone. He had his time. He had his chance, and he has done what he could. So, I don't know how old you are, but your time is running. Your chances are running out. Yeah. How old are you? Check your age and check what you have done so far in this life and in this world. Time is running. Chances are going away. You can't say that your race wasn't a favorable one because you were not strong. No, no, no. The race is not to the swift. Time and chance is that which is given to everybody. So you have your chance. You have your time. And that's why I said on Sunday when I was talking about strength that many of us, many of you, really, not many of us, many of you, I'm not included, many of you, that's me, yeah, many of you, you will have to be very honest with yourself and do what is in your heart to do and don't pretend. I see many people pretend. They pretend that they are this and they are not. Because it's like, oh, bishop will say this, bishop will say that, bishop will say, bishop won't say anything. Please, forget about me. Live your life. It's your time. It's your chance. I have my time. I have my chance. And I'm using it the way I want to use it. You too. It's for you. At the end of it all, we'll see who took advantage of the time and the chance that was offered them. We'll see it when we are dead. But you should not be limited. Don't think about me. You think about yourself. Just thinking about me has not helped you. Should I say it again? Thinking about me has not helped you. So whatever is in you, let it manifest. It's better. Hey, if it's a monkey, let a monkey manifest. Don't keep monkeys inside of you when you want monkeys to come out. Is that not a better policy? What do you think? Yeah. If you don't want to come to church, you shouldn't come. I mean, as much as we want you to come and, you know, to serve God, and we love the fellowship, we love the brethren. It's a sign that we have even moved from darkness unto light. Is that not what Ida says? Yeah, it's a sign. I love church. I have no apologies. Even I love the brethren because it's a sign that you've moved from darkness to light. So if you don't like the fellowship of the brethren, then don't come. And because I will come, whether it's Christmas or Easter. Whether it's shopping time or whatever, I'll be here. I mean, it doesn't move because this is what I've decided to do. So you now also have to make up your mind and don't be like a seasonal person. It's like you are like a rainy season. You rain this time and then you don't rain the other time. No, consistency is very, very important in life, in everything you do. Do you get it? But it all boils down to the fact that you have to decide that this time and chance, how are you using it? And is it coming from your heart? If somebody says come and you come because somebody says you should come, it should be the first time. Apart from that, you yourself must decide and say, you know what? I believe that this is what I want to spend my life doing. Yeah. Because it brings a lot of facing, a lot of arguments, a lot of back and forth. He said this, I said that. You said this, so this, that. Whereas the relationship is even spoiling. It doesn't have to be like that. Then children, it doesn't have to be like that. Do you get it? And so if you want to dance, you dance. If you don't want to dance, hey, go to hell. Are you with me? So I think Sunday we spoke about how to improve your strength, isn't it? Oh? Tonight, how to improve your speed. Speed is very important. You have to be fast. You see, some people are very fast in bad things. Yeah, even them, they do well in their bad things. You must be quick. Yeah, you must be quick. That's how Bishop was saying that. When he reads the Bible, he's not now going to say that, oh, it's for somebody. So who is reading this thing? Why should I think about somebody else? Who is hearing what I'm talking about? Is it because we are a few here, so it's like, it's you and somebody listening. But it's you. Anita, it's us. Sometimes we say, oh, this one, it looks very much like my sister. It looks like, oh, she should have come to hear what the bishop is saying. No, what do you mean? That's why she's not here, because it's not for her. What I'm talking about today, by the grace of God, is for you. Tell to your neighbors, this is for me. Yeah. Don't be peeping at people and say, oh, you see, you hear what Bishop's saying? No, you hear what Bishop's saying? It's you. You must be quick. Hallelujah. Yeah. Isaiah chapter 11. Now we're going to Isaiah. Good. You have the book? Nice. So by the time I see Jack Robinson, I should get everything I want. Let's start from verse 1 so we understand the scripture better. How to improve your speed. Remember, the race is not to the swift, right? So speed is a determinant. It's important to be fast in life. Do you understand? Sometimes when somebody proposed to you and you say, let me think about it. 6 months you are thinking about it. Charlie, you can easily lose that guy. Yeah. So before the guy even says, I love you, you say, yes, yes. Just say yes before the person even speaks. So no, I it's okay, don't worry. I'm with you. Yeah. Speed. The Bible is here is talking about Jesus. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and the branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Bible says that, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Spirit of wisdom and understanding, spirit of counsel and might, spirit of knowledge and spirit of what? Of the fear of the Lord. Verse 3 says what? And shall make him, all these spirits shall make him quick. Understanding. Shall make him of quick understanding. And shall make him of quick understanding. The first step to improving your speed is to improve your speed of understanding. If you are going to be fast in life, you have to be fast in how you understand things. So if you understood mathematics the way you were supposed to understand it, you would be selling chana now. Yeah. Math didn't work. Understanding wasn't there. Oh, you went. Is that you? You know this guy that we, was it Pinky and Jack, you brought the guy who did a skit on stage and he said something. Some African guy. He said something. We used to call him by the name. Something he was. Some tall guy. Remember him? He used to from South. He used to come from South or so. He got a name by it. Who remembers that guy? Yes, well, it's like that gentleman sitting next to Jackie. That. You don't remember him. Is it Kunta Kinte? Something. There was some name, something. He used to come with him from South, when you were in South. You don't remember? You don't know your sheep. Are you like Sir Joanne? You will kill my sister's sheep. That's Sir Joanne. I bring up my sheep business. She doesn't. She bows her head, but it's a serious business. No, you have to tell your grandchildren the story about the sister sheep. Okay, is that your tell? Is it Soraya? Soraya and what? Who? And Sarah. Uh-huh. Is that another one? Simeon. Hey, it's SSS. Yeah. So okay. Yeah. So when they grew up, you have to sit them down and tell them about once upon a time there was a church with a pastor, and this pastor gave 60 of his sheep to a very very special lady. Oh yeah, don't say amen. Is that your And there was Ramadan in that season. So there was this man, businessman, who was looking for sheep. So this woman who had been entrusted with this sister sheep decided to give away this sister sheep for Ramadan. And the sheep all disappeared. Hear the explanation of the parable. The certain man is Bishop Collins. And the woman, guess who it was? Mr. Sari, you minding me. All right, no problem. I'm going to keep quiet. I'm good to heaven, we'll bring it up. I said, Jesus, do you remember the sister ship? I'm sure Angel Gabriel will also joke with me when we see you. When I go, I said, please, if I go before you, I'll tell Angel Gabriel to prepare a place for the lady who killed my sister ship. If you go before me, when I come out, I said, Angel, please, do you know where I can find the lady who killed my sister ship? Please make sure there's no sheep around here, okay? So Pinky doesn't remember that guy. It's a tall guy. We used to bring him from South. I've forgotten his name. But he was in a skit a time ago, and, you know, he said some African things, and I think we used to call him by that name, some word he said. Josh, you remember that guy? You know what I'm talking about? You don't remember, okay. We saw him somewhere, and you pointed him out to me. So it's been a while. Improve your speed of understanding. Charlie, if you don't understand things, life will be slow for you. I tell you, when they say X plus Y plus Z is equal to Z, explain. You see, miss... They still want to. Yeah. The Bible says that Jesus was going to be quick in understanding. Quick in understanding. When you understand something, you don't argue. Those who argue are people who don't understand things. It's the moment the person, by the way, dances as your hair is looking very... Many of you, it has improved. It's not 100%. Some of you still need some. I don't know what you need. Yeah, you need a little cream. Okay. Chale. You know, when you live in an African country, you got to keep yourself a little tidy. Yeah, put a little some hot comb and stretch it. And my mother used to put the comb in on the pot like that in the fire. And when she would take it out and then wipe it a bit and put it in. She says, shh. And my sisters would be barbecuing their hands. And they put it back in. And then and it looks very nice. Yeah. You have to be careful you don't touch the scalp, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You have to hold it and then you put it. Metallic comb. You put it in there like that. When you finish, the hair looks very straight. Nice and straight. Yeah. At least you look a bit, you look more like an enhanced black man or black woman. A little upgraded. Quick. Quick in understanding. Bishop says, avoid long arguments that only destroy relationships. You see, when you know that a woman likes talking, it's not now that you're going to. So Charlie, when they start talking, so yeah, good, good. Yeah, you go ahead. You go ahead. Yeah. When you have understanding, you'll be fast in life. Where your heart will beat nice. No stress. Because there are some things you don't have to argue about. You understand? Well, I'm even using that same word. We used to have a guy around here who's called Simon Peter. Octavian Jilks. Understanding. You see, understanding makes you if you understand Guyana, your life will be peaceful. When they say come to God, you don't go. You have to have understanding. Yeah. You think about it. Most of the time, when you go to this place, there's an ID card, this brown, black clothing, ID card. Anytime I go to Lands and Survey, it's only girls who are there. They always want to put a thing between your legs and all of that. So I always talk. One day I was talking and a woman said, "Don't you like me, woman nice like me, touching you?" You know, I have been talking, nobody was able to answer me. This woman made me keep quiet. I'm trying to bring up a case that, you know, you can't have girls here touching this thing, touching men and all of that. It's not nice. Look at where she went. So I just kept quiet because when you go to that side, I don't have much to say. I am very careful. If you take me off, I won't follow you. Because if you do that, then I have to also say something, isn't it? Like an expensive joke. Before I realize we are talking about things that are very unwholesome. And next time, if I'm with you and we are going there, then she will joke with me in a way, and then you wonder, Bishop, you know she? Yeah. That's how some of you are. You crack a spell. Okay, I give my ID card. There's the address. So I give them. Lot 2, Cooper Street, that voice down. Now, understanding here means that they are not, they're going to check. Am I coming to steal something? I'm not coming to steal anything. For you to cross-check the people who came here that day, even that book can be on fire. It can burn. So why should I be so compliant? When I go to America, I'll be compliant. Because there, even if I don't take care, they'll put me behind bars and they'll beat you. But here, you have to understand the system. Here is squatting. You squat. Here we squat. Don't waste your time and go and go. I applied to housing and me getting. You get it? Just squat somewhere. Take something. You're waiting for somebody to give you something. Take something. Well, you don't understand. If you understand that when you give birth, without a husband, your life is going to be hectic. You avoid it. It makes your life different, though. The race is not to the suit. Because if you are running with 2 children, you are running with 3 children, running with 4 children, without a husband. The Bible says that even in running a race, you should lay aside every weight. So if you are going to start life with a child, 15, 16 years old, you have a child. Hey, you can't run this race. By 15, by 8 men have touched you, 20 men have touched you. Charlie, where are you going? What kind of race are you going to run? That is why they have this adult education program for those who Anita, why? When you see adult education, evening school and all of that, it is for those who are slow or who have been slow in life. Yeah. It's just an opportunity for them to catch up. So when you go, you see them, you see them young people, you feel bad. You feel shame. Your brains are a little faster. When the lecturer teaches, they catch the thing fast, and you are there, you are wondering. The old woman coming to school. You see, you are finished making children, you are not going to school. Yeah. It's very important to be quick in understanding. Quick. If God expects you to do this, understand what God expects of you. Don't beat about the bush. Don't go around in circles. You must be quick to understand. It is very important in life. Amen. That is why it's important to even have a certain relationship with your parents. Because it gives you a head start. For those who don't have a good relationship with their parents, it's a little... It's a bit of a handicap. You don't have anybody to share experiences with you.
I wish my father was around at this time still to ask him, so 50 years going, what should I expect? Because you're just discovering it. You're just discovering it. At least by the grace of God, if my son is around when I'm a little older, I can tell him, that, Charlie, at 20 years old, this is what happens. So welcome 20 in your life. He can't wait to be a teenager, he says. Can't wait to be a teenager. I say, okay, so we'll tell you what happens to teenagers. If you have somebody who shares things with you, you realize that it will help you to understand the steps ahead. That's why sometimes it's important the teachers will say, you know what, work with your children at home. Work with your children at home. Sometimes it's important for you to know the subject that they are dealing with so that you can do the chapters ahead, maybe one chapter ahead with them. Always one chapter ahead. By the time they go to school and the teacher is asking questions, all that, your child is fast. Your child is answering questions. And the child appears to be fast or smart or intelligent or high IQ. But it's not about IQ. It's about the fact that the person has spent some time over the material and has understood it. Many of you, if you had understood life the way you are probably beginning to understand it now, you wouldn't make certain mistakes. There are some things that you would have done it differently. How many agree with what I'm trying to say? There are some things you would have done it differently if you understood what you understand now. You must be quick to understand. Yeah. If I knew missions was like this, I would have come earlier. I'll fight longer. Yeah. I'm joining the bingo club now. Yeah. I hope those 45 pluses you registered, we're going to play bingo Saturday night. We'll go for oldies. You didn't register. You're not here. That's all the 45 plus. I don't know whether the 45 plus they can even join because they are small girls and small boys. We need 50 plus. So if you're below 50, you're a little girl, you're a little boy. They are small. You think about it. When will you join that group? Soon? Share your dreams. Yeah, another 25 years more. By the time you get there, we are in the 70 plus by the grace of God. We'll be playing domino. I just want you to see as you tell us that, look at those old people. Old people, you don't know what we have. 70? The last time I was just saying, I was in my office, I said, I have been brushing my teeth for at least 45 years. How long have you been brushing your teeth for? Yeah, so my heart has been beating for 50 years. How long has your heart been beating for? Shut up! Yeah, your heart has only been beating for about 20 years. So your heart is not strong yet. You don't know whether your heart can beat for 50 years yet. So you have to respect those whose heart have beating for 50 years. Boom, 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 boom. For 50 years! And you see people like that, you have to respect them. Say, Charlie, I like your heart, oh. Can I exchange it? Because I'm not sure whether my heart can make it to where your heart has made it. Think about it and see whether it will not give you some wisdom. Yeah. The legs. I've been on my legs for at least 49 years. How long have you been on your legs? 15? 14? 12? No, you started working at 1. Yes, the average of 1 year. Some of you were very slow, so it was 1.5. You see all of that when your classmates and your peers were running and walking and doing that, you were still creeping. I'm talking about speed. Understanding makes you fast. Yeah, understanding of things, understanding of life, understanding of matters, understanding of issues, it makes you fast. It makes you fast. It gives you a head start in life. Your understanding is important. You must be quick to understand things.
So you have to ask yourself, as I'm preaching this message, the question you should ask yourself, what do I understand in life that can make me a little faster in my development? What do I understand? Do I understand that I need God very much in my life? That I have to spend time with God? Do I understand that? If you understand that, then God will be one of the most important people in your life, and you spend time. King David knew that. King David knew that. He knew that God was the source of his everything he had achieved. It's very important to be quick in that understanding. Amen. And not to think that your strength or it's something you have is what has gotten you where you are. You must be quick to how to improve your understanding. You must be quick. Your speed. You must be quick in understanding to improve speed. I tell you. If you understand some of these subjects faster, they move you to a class or two further. They say, no, you, these people, you can't be with them. Go to a grade 4 when they are going to grade 3. Now you wonder why, what's the difference between those children and you? They understand fast. They have speed. You have to read. Learn how to read. It helps your mind to understand things. So if you don't read anything, only your WhatsApp messages, which are also shorthand and bad English. So you're not helping your brains. Yeah, you're not getting faster anyway. Number two, improve your speed of copying. Matthew 4:22, improve your speed of copying if you want to be fast in this life. You want to improve your speed. You want to catch up. You want to search forward. You have to improve your speed of copying. Copying makes you move faster. You don't reinvent the wheel. You don't come back to the drawing board to do what somebody has already drawn. You want to build a house? Look around. You say, take the draftsman. Say, I like something like this. Same thing. It's not even say, okay, how many rooms? One, two, three. No. Look at the house and say, this is it. Anytime you want to be fast at anything, copy. Apart from exams. Yeah. Matthew chapter 4, verse 22. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. It was speed. This ensured that they didn't miss their calling in life. This ensured that what God wanted for them, that they didn't miss it. It wasn't like, now let me just go home and sit and think about it. Like when Jesus told that guy, let the dead bury the dead. And he said, go and sell your possessions and come and follow me. The reason why the guy could not follow Jesus was because the guy was not quick in his copying and following. Have to be fast in following. Let me tell you, the countries in the East, Korea, Singapore, all these people is copying. You see, when you say this thing is Chinese, you see how Chinese are progressing. They look at the real things and they make a cheap copy of it. Look at how all of you are buying Chinese things. It's faster. I mean, panties 3 for $500. It's easier. Yeah. Instead of going to buy one panty from Italy or from Hong Kong or America for 1,000 or 2,000 for one, this one is 3 for $500. Hey. Who doesn't want cheap and sweet? It's cheap and sweet. Yeah. They even give you different colors. So you don't feel bad. Yeah. Yeah. Cheap. The Chinese have caught up with Trump came to fight the Chinese. Because he realized that the Chinese were bringing more goods to America than America was giving the Chinese goods. So he said, no. We are making America great again.
if you are going to bring things, we are going to put more tax on your products, unless you take more from us also. That's what Trump did. Yeah. So, you know what? I can't sit down for you Chinese to bring things. It's like everything is made in China. And then you bring it into our system. And then we America, we make things, but there's nobody to take it. We can't even send things to your country. But they caught up. They have become successful and so strong because they have learned to copy. They have learned to follow. Copying and following is what makes you do well. You want to know how to dress? Look at somebody and do the same thing. Some of you are struggling because you want to do your own style. Your own style cannot work. Your own style doesn't work. Your own style has not taken you anywhere. Yeah, you should copy and paste. Ah, I like that hairstyle. Yeah. Ask, oh, Sister Lizzo, I like how you dress. How you make it? How you make it? At least you get one or two tips. You say, me like that. I could do my own thing. Good, go ahead. Go ahead. That's why you are struggling. Thank you. That's why you're struggling. Because you don't want to copy. You don't want to follow. I mean, think about it. Where, do you know how difficult it is to preach every Sunday for 52 weeks? Yeah, preach every Sunday. 52 weeks. Do you know how to get messages? You go to other churches. You understand the message, oh. I don't know if you are here for the first time, whether you understand what I'm preaching about. The reason why you understand it is because I am copying. Somebody has done the work and I'm just preaching from it. Yeah. Oh, cry. I don't struggle. It's not how they are going to do. Yeah. Oh, shabalabasha. Today is Wednesday. Oh, shikabalabashika. Speak to me. No. The book is there. I'll do my prayer, my everything. I just read the book and I just come and preach. What scripture am I going to use? Lord, speak to me. So you come on stage and you are confused. Everybody stand up, pray. Everybody pray. It's not that the Lord is telling the church to pray. You don't have anything to say that night. Yeah. It's so easy. Bishop Dag has made it so easy for us. He has so many material. You don't have to, you just have to even close your eyes and say, mini, mini, mani, mo. Is that how you say it? Yeah. And then you just take and say, what am I preaching today? You say, that. You hold it and say, ah. Tithing. Good. It's good because people don't pay their tithe these days. There we go. Every message works. It's because of the copying and following. So if you want to improve on your speed, you have to learn to copy. Improve your speed of copying. Copy. Look at what is happening and do the same thing. I tell you. You see, I have been asking this question. Nobody has been able to give me an answer. Even today, I ask a Mason. I ask, why do people build a small window in the toilet and bathroom? Why is that window small? Yeah, no, I mean, so far I've not gotten an answer that makes sense to me. But what? I mean, a place where you do number two. You need the whole wall to be the window. The window has to be the whole wall. So that type of downloading you download there. It can disappear faster. But that is a place where ventilation is actually small. Why? When you sleep in the night, the ventilation, the windows are bigger. And where, I don't know whether it's because of privacy, but your bedroom is also your private place. So I said, me, when is my turn? I'll do a big window. Why not? Yeah, why not? I'll do a big window. If you can't tell me the reason why this thing is small, then me, I'll do a big window. Yeah. And I'll put the curtains there so that you won't see me when I'm doing my thing. If it is because you have to see somebody, that's why I'll do a big window. So whenever I do my thing, I open the window, the breeze comes in faster. So I don't have to hide, you know, it's like spray. You use this and this spray to disguise what is coming up. Yeah. It's deception. Yeah, if you get a reason why they make it so small, please let me know. Maybe I should Google it and see. Why are bathroom and toilet windows so small? Because yeah. I was in a house in Canada, Toronto, and the window wasn't that small. The bathroom was actually somebody's bedroom. Yeah, because it's spacious. When you enter the bathroom, you have the bathroom, you have the toilet, you can actually lie down. It's so spacious, it's like a room. I even learned that. I said, wow, it's nice to also have your toilet and bathroom. Why is it always small? When you go there, you are sitting and you are sweating even by the time you are. Ah! Place hot! No, think about it. That's what I say. Your understanding gives you speed. Yeah. Why should it be so small? Why should the window is small and the window is small? The place is hot. You dare not go there at the point where you almost collapsed. You know, sometimes it's like that. You keep it in for a longer time. And then when you get there, it's like cold sweat. And then the window is small. And the place is all hot and it's small. You think about it. It's like, why? So when you are building, think about some of these things. Understanding will give you speed. It will make you have something that people come and say, wow, I like your house. I like that. Oh, I've not seen this before. Oh, okay, this is it. I like this. Because understanding has come. You are quick in understanding. Hallelujah. And then we copy from there. Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah. Everybody builds a house. They put wooden floors. Many people do that. Cement is cheap. Sand is cheap. So that when you're up there, people don't hear you downstairs. It's very annoying when you live on the bottom flat and someone lives upstairs and every time. Especially if they have children. I remember in Europe, in Amsterdam, my sister, he has three sons. And there was one particular guy, I think the last one, Lodwin. Even though it was concrete, the apartment beneath them, the lady was always fighting with my sister. Because even though it's concrete, my nephew be jumping. And when he jumps, he was so heavy, he used to eat a lot, so he was so heavy. When he jumps, it's like, the woman downstairs feels like the thing is going to break down on her. It was not wood. I can't imagine if it was wood. I'm sure they would have been in jail several times. People who amount to something are fast at following. That's what we're seeing the Chinese. They've been fast. They're following. If you do a suit from Italy, from France, $500, $100,000, Chinese will make one and sell it for $5,000. Shiny. Yeah. Look at clothes. I mean, now It's not difficult to buy clothes, except that you have to be careful because when you buy, you see somebody also wearing the same thing you bought. You have to be just be careful about that. Even the same color is another color. So those who are sophisticated now, they, you know, I don't like something when I am wearing that somebody is also wearing it. That's what they say. But if you don't take care, you'll be surprised that the day you put on your best, you go to a party or somewhere and see that somebody else has put on their best. But now if you go to town, you can't say that you can't buy a dress. Tops, $500 for a top. Yeah, cheap and sweet. So don't tell me that you don't have clothes. The Chinese, they have come to make your clothes, to solve your clothes problem, your top problem, your skirt problems. Yeah. When you see the mannequin with Bamzi, mannequin with Bobby and all of that, you can see your future. Yeah, you see the dress, you see your future. Yeah. Everything. Yeah. If you're going to improve your speed, you have to improve your speed of copying to help you in life. Dancers, are you there? You can easily disturb one another. Watch those who talk to you when the pastor is preaching. Number three, improve your speed of implementation. You must be quick to believe, quick to obey. Improve your speed of implementation. Psalm 119 verse 60. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. You have to be fast to implement the things that God tells you. Sometimes I get guilty with those things. Sometimes I have to think about it. It has to make sense to me. I have to pass it through my cerebellum. I have to pass it through the brains. It has to go through it. I have to feel a little comfortable with it. But it's very important to be fast in implementing certain things. Cast out the scorner and strife will cease. They say, oh, he's a scorner, but you know, he's my classmate. You try that. Cast out the scorner and strife will cease. You say, you know what? Let me keep the scorner for a little while. I don't want people to feel bad in the church. I can't drive people away. When the Bible says, cast out the scorner, you say you want to hold on a little bit. The Bible says, if your right hand is going to prevent you from entering into the kingdom, cut it off. You say, no, you won't cut. You're putting bandage on it. There are things sometimes in our lives that does not make you do well. It keeps you back. It keeps you behind. But you are very slow to decide to get rid of it. Yeah, it doesn't benefit you. You sit down and analyze. This thing here, what does it do for me? This person here, what does this person do for me in my life? And see whether it's not better the person is out and fast. Jesus told Judas, what thou doest, do it quickly. Do it fast. Speed. Don't delay. Go ahead. You have to do what you want to do. And in those days, you know, sometimes when you live in an area and then a family moves into the area and then they have a young girl, it's the next day, you're around the house, you're trying to find out what's her name and all of that. You have to be fast. Because there's some area boys around. Some of them are, you have to be swift. Even in the church, sometimes when you see new people come around, you see that some guys, they try to... They've got prey. The story is told of this gentleman called Jehu. Yeah. In 2 Kings chapter 9. You see how
he did something. Was it Jehu? Jehu was the one that was anointed king, isn't it? The day, you see, when Elijah's servant went to him and anointed him and then spoke, prophesied over him, the prophecy came to pass that same day. After the prophecy, the guy marched on to face Ahab and he went to face Jezebel and some other kings. Yeah. How quick are you to implement things that the Lord speaks to you? How quick are you to implement the things that you understand and know that these things don't help you and it won't help you? How quick are you able to implement those things? It will help you improve your speed in this race course life. I tell you, when you are told to do something, you do it quickly. Come, you come, go, you go. Speed. Do this, do that. You have to go to the hospital. So yeah, I'll go next week. Next week, you are dead. Yeah. I remember one of our pastors. I wasn't there at that particular at that very moment, but I was part of the meeting. We had all gone to Ghana for a meeting, and then it was his time to travel back to his mission base. And then when he went to say goodbye to Bishop looked at him and said, "When was the last time you check your pressure?" I said, "Oh, yes." He asked of his age, he told him. The bishop always has these things around him. So he took the pressure machine and checked his pressure. Hey! He was a walking dead man. Bishop said, "You are not flying tonight. Cancel the flight." Hospital admission. That's what saved him. His blood pressure was high as he was just walking around. It's like the man of God saw him. He saw his face and he saw something about him. So the first question he asked him is, "When was the last time you checked your pressure?" I said, "Oh, he's not checking for me." He said, "Check your pressure now." And he checked it. Hey, skyrocketing blood pressure. A guy was just coming to say goodbye. "I'm going to board my flight. I'm going to the airport now to leave Ghana." Bishop, he was grounded. Fighting for about 2 weeks or so. It saved him. If he had said, "Oh, please, I gotta go. When I go back, I'll check it." I'm sure Bishop would have said, you know, especially when you start arguing with him like that, you know, he'll just let you be. Doesn't like to force people to do things. Then you'd have heard that, oh, the guy, he was on a flight. And I think he was from this Far East place. So he was going to probably take a flight that would take about 20 hours from Accra before he gets to where he was going. I mean, in transit to get to London or somewhere and then continue 14 hours to his destination. It was going to be wild. Before you realize, you would have heard, "Oh, the pastor, but he was in Ghana the other day." Oh, stroke, that's it. Check your pressure. Check your pressure. Check your sugar level. Check your sugar level. Go and do a test. Go and do a test. Sometimes when you get those thoughts and those ideas, you have to do them quickly. Thomas, are you there? Huh? Your eyes are not helping you. Tell your eyes, you're disgracing me. Chabrol too. His eyes are not helping him. And Asha, who sleeps? Come on, Asha. He's enjoying himself. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight. Why are you standing? I didn't ask you to stand. You Goldfinger will see you after church. Speed of implementation. Sometimes if you wait, you can easily miss something. It's everything that you can actually sit on. It's everything that you can wait. Sometimes you have to do the test early. They say after 40 years, when you get to 40, you have to do regular checkup. It will improve your life. Yeah.
From 40, you have to check your sugar, your salt, your pepper, your seasoning, your ginger, everything you have to check.
Stand to your feet, please. My time is up. Check everything. Check everything. Speed in implementing. Yeah. Some of you have things you have to do. Please, tomorrow, go and do it. Tini, do you have something to do? You lifted your hand. Alice Abum? Or you're just receiving it? Amen. No, I'm saying that some of you have things you have been putting. Are you putting off? Procrastinating. That's a big word, but putting off. Is that how we say it in Creoles? Postpone? That's English. Putting aside. Prolonging. Prolonging is English, except that you just pronounce it differently. Yeah. If you have something to do and you have been wasting time, you have been saying, oh, I'll do it, please do it tomorrow. Speed in implementing things will make you move faster in life. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for speaking to us. We are better off than when we first came in. I know we are going to copy, going to follow, we're going to implement, and we're going to be quick to understand so that our lives will improve faster than we ever thought, and faster than normal. Thank you for speaking to us tonight. In Jesus' name. I mean, you're here tonight, you're not saved. You're not born again. If you were to die right now, will you go to heaven or hell? I'm going to say, Bishop, please pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to go to heaven when I die. Please pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. If you're here like that tonight, I want to pray with you. All you have to do is just lift up your right hand. Just your right hand. Bishop, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to have a brand new life. I want Jesus to come into my heart. If you are here like that, you want me to pray with you, just your right hand up high above your head so I can see it, and I will pray with you. Bishop, please pray with me. I want to be born again. I want to be born again. I want to give my heart to Jesus. Anybody here like that, just your right hand up high. I will pray with you. I promise I'll pray with you. I'll pray with you. Just your right hand up high. Wave if you have it. If you have your hand somewhere, I'm not seeing it. I can't see. Please wave, wave. Anybody here like that? You want to give your heart to Jesus? You want to give your life to Jesus Christ? And you want to be born again? Is your hand up, sweetheart? Is yes? All right. Is your hand up? Ah, okay. Come, let me pray with you. Clap for the young lady. God bless you. When it went up, I saw it. When it was down, I couldn't see it. It went up, I saw it. God bless you. You want to join her? Come. Maybe she needs company tonight. You may never know. Come. God bless you. You want to give your heart to Jesus tonight? You're welcome in this cold winter in Georgetown, Guyana. Winter evening. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ? Come. 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 You're not fast. Speed is food. What's your name, my dear? Natalia. Natalia, wow. God bless you. It's good to have you here at the altar to give your heart to Jesus. It's the best. You are actually fast. You are implementing what you heard tonight. Amen. Put your hands together for Natalia once again. Speed is a determinant. Amen. Close your eyes. Lift up your hands with me. And pray this prayer after me. Church, join in as we pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. I open my heart right now. And I invite this living Jesus to come into my heart, to make my heart his home. From tonight, I believe I am born again. My life has changed. I'm a new person. All things have passed away. Everything has become new. I believe what I'm saying. I believe my name is in the book of life. I believe I'm a child of God now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.